the simple thing to do is just put your phone away, out of sight, out of mind. You know, put it in the glove box, put it in the back seat, whatever you need to do to take your mind away from those urgent calls or text messages that might be coming in, and focusing all your attention on driving. There is no call, no message that you could get that is, you know, urgent enough for you to say, I need to respond to this while I'm driving. There are plenty of opportunities for drivers to stop if they need to, in lay-bys, in car parks, in service stations, where it's safe to use your mobile phone if you do need to make a call or send a text message. Just don't have your mobile phone in a position where it's going to distract you from driving and tempt you to respond to a message.
Obviously, as a charity, you know, specializing on sort of road-related issues, I mean, you must see a lot of the time the consequences of this. I mean, what kind of risks are people not only putting themselves at, but also, you know, passengers in their car and other road users?
It's a huge risk, and there's research out there which suggests that using your mobile phone whilst driving is equally as dangerous as drink driving. It does impair your reactions, it does distract you from what's in front of you, and it can cause a serious incident. We saw only before Christmas the case of the lorry driver who was flicking through a music app on his phone, and he absolutely tore families apart as a result of his selfish behaviour. It only takes a second, and although we think we're great at multitasking, actually as humans we're not that good at it. And using your mobile phone whilst driving, be it handheld or hands-free, is a distraction from the road ahead. So the best thing to do is turn it off, put it out of sight, out of mind, and just focus your attention on driving.
And I'm guessing I've also seen in the something from your website about the footage that shows just how crashes can be caused as a result of it. I mean, the distraction element, I'm guessing, is the key reasons to why these accidents are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a distraction, and you know, it people often throw the argument out that, oh, having a passenger in the vehicle, why does that differ? The difference is that the passenger in the vehicle can see the road ahead, they can see the hazards, they can see the busy junction, they can see the traffic. The person on the end of a phone can't see that, and they will not. They will continue to talk to a driver regardless of what situation they are in. So it is a distraction. It's something that does need to be addressed, and the social pressures need to kick in to stop people from using their phones.
In terms of you know, obviously, like I mentioned this before about the just how many people now own a smartphone or a car that allows them to do the whole hands-free thing. I mean, in terms of the incidents, is this something that is progressively getting worse in terms of what stats certainly show, and how many people have been caught for this?
I've got the stats in front of me, so it'd be hard to comment on any comparisons.
Yeah,
but we do know that, you know, with the emergence of technology in phones, and phones becoming more and more kind of dictating our lifestyles, as it were, with access to emails, controlling our music, social media, all those type of different things, the temptation is there for drivers to use their phone whilst driving. And there is a bit of a call to mobile phone manufacturers as well to say, look, is there ways you can develop technology within phones to stop drivers having that temptation to use their phone while driving?